about for a long
time. Okay, here's the question I have to, because this is what I've been saying for the last couple of weeks. If you've got a majority of the people in that locker room feeling that way, then you've got a story. If you've got a few people who may have an axe to grind for whatever reason it is, and I'm sure you ferreted that out, whether they had an axe to grind, do you really have a story?
I mean, clearly there is a story.
The story is suggesting there are problems in the Eagles locker room because the quarterback is selfish and egotistical. That's what the story is suggesting.
The story in my mind is suggesting that the reason why the Eagles were 9-7 this year, and the reason why Carson Wentz didn't look like himself in the middle of the season, the reason why he was pressing, the reason why in post-game press conferences, Doug Peterson was being asked about Carson Wentz's health, mm-hmm. his ability, and the play calling. It had to do with the things that our sources told us, which is that he played favorites, which is that he would change runs into passes at the line of scrimmage. All of the things that we talk about in the article that Carson Wentz reported mm-hmm. did by our sources, that is the story in my mind. Mm-hmm. It was a possible explanation for what we saw out there, and that is how I took it and what I found interesting.
Okay, I guess we have a different opinion on what is actually a story of this kind of magnitude and what constitutes a story of this kind of magnitude. To me...
Of course, Mike, and you know I'm not going to just roll over and say it's a crappy piece and I don't support my writer. Of course
no,
I do. Of course I'm going to...
Right, exactly, and I'm okay with that. Now, we're talking with Evan Macy's, the Magic Sports Editor, Phil.